So this, I think, illustrates the rationale for one of the articles, the conclusions of the ASCO panel that issued updated recommendations for the use of tumor markers in breast cancer. This was published in JCO in November of 2007. And the panel found sufficient evidence to recommend multi-parameter gene expression analysis, and I've just provided you with one example of that, and also felt there was sufficient evidence to recommend measurement of UPA or PI-1 using an ELISA, which requires a minimum of 300 milligrams of fresh or frozen tissue, because there's a high level of evidence demonstrating that low levels of this marker is associated with a good prognosis with tamoxifen alone in ER-positive node-negative disease. Although there are issues regarding what effect prior core biopsies would have on the results, and there's potential that they could influence these results.
What is UPA and PA-1?
It's a index of the fibrinolytic system and biological processes involved in metastasis. But there's really no commercial assay, as far as I know, available in the United States. And again, it does require fresh or frozen tissue. But nevertheless, there's a very high level of evidence supporting the use of these. The panel found insufficient evidence for the use of IHC-based markers as they relate to measuring proliferation, including Ki-67, cyclin D, cyclin E, P27, P21, thymidine kinase, and topoisomerase 2. They also found insufficient evidence for other markers that have been recently published, including cyclin E fragments, proteomic analysis, and circulating tumor cells. Just to drill down with regard to their conclusions on multi-parameter gene expression analysis, specifically as it relates to Oncotype DX, they concluded that in newly diagnosed patients with node-negative ER-positive breast cancer, the Oncotype DX assay can be used to predict the risk of recurrence in patients treated with tamoxifen, and that it may be used to identify patients who are predicted to obtain the most therapeutic benefit from adjuvant tamoxifen and may not require chemotherapy. And on the flip side, they concluded that tumors that have a high recurrence score appear to achieve relatively more benefit from adjuvant chemotherapy, specifically CMF, than from tamoxifen. And they made these conclusions based on what they felt was level 2 evidence, although they mused in the paper that one could argue that this could qualify as level 1 evidence as per the criteria proposed by Dr. Hayes and others. With regard to the MammaPrint, however, they concluded that the evidence does appear to identify groups of patients with a very good or very poor prognosis using this assay. However, they felt that due to the nature of the study designs that were used to validate the assay, it is difficult to tell if these data pertain to an inherently favorable outcome in untreated patients who were included in their analysis, or to patients whose prognosis is favorable because of the therapy, or to those with poor outcomes in the absence of treatment or despite treatment. They also noted that the tissue handling requirements make this assay challenging in current clinical practice because of the need for fresh tissue or frozen tissue, although now a specimen can be dropped in RNA later and sent to a central lab. And they concluded that more definitive recommendations for the use of this assay in clinical practice will require data for more clearly directed studies. There were some letters that this publication generated. One was from investigators from the TransBIC steering committee who stated that they were disappointed by the lack of consistency in the criteria used to evaluate some of these markers. And they argue that the validation of Oncotype DX can only be considered retrospective and of level 3 evidence, and that the same applies to MammaPrint. And they stated that, in our opinion, present data are insufficient to recommend their use in routine clinical practice outside of clinical trials. And there was another letter from Dr. Bernards from Agendia, who also took exception to this, not surprisingly, and pointed out what he felt were 4 factually incorrect assumptions about the MammaPrint that were stated in the position paper. The first one actually has nothing to do with the MammaPrint. It has something to do with the Oncotype, and he stated that the Oncotype DX validation has not reached level 2 evidence, which I think is an arguable point.